Parents, we are excited to share that Lingo Kids podcasts are now available on StoryButton, the stylish audio player for kids, where they can listen to our podcasts and more without having to use a parent's phone or tablet. Connect the player to Wi-Fi and stream all of our newest episodes and listen to your other favorite kid podcasts. Use the code LINGOKIDS to save $10 off your purchase at StoryButton.com. Visit their website to learn more.
Have you ever laughed when you weren't supposed to? It's hard to hold back a laugh, and laughs can be contagious. Welcome to Lingo Listen. Story time today is a story that has some scary parts, but it's full of laughter. It takes place in a seaweed or kelp forest off the coast of Japan. Subscribe or follow us so you never miss one of our episodes. Riku was a young seal who loved jokes. He always made his mother laugh. One night, as they made kelp cakes, Riku told a joke. How do oceans say hello to each other?
I don't know, son, said Mother Seal.
They wave!
Shh!
They didn't want their laughter to wake Father Seal. He had to wake up early to catch fish. Riku started to pile the kelp cakes in a basket. Mother Seal would take them to the sea market the next morning. But first he wanted to tell another joke.
What starts with tea, ends with tea, and is filled with tea?
A teapot! Mother Seal barked her seal laugh, then nudged her son back to work. Riku started to plop the kelp cakes into a basket. Suddenly, a huge whale swam by, creating a strong underwater wave. The current caught the kelp cakes and sent them swirling down, down, down into the dark toward the Oni cave. The Oni was a scary creature who slept during the day and came out at night to eat. It ate whatever it could find.
Oh no! Gotta swim fast to get our kelp cakes, said Riku.
Mother Seal saw Riku was headed for danger and swam after him.
No, Riku!
But Riku disappeared into the darkness. His mother followed him down and saw him picking up the kelp cakes right outside the Oni cave. The giant Oni came out of the underwater cave, snatched a kelp cake, and in one gulp, swallowed it whole. Then the Oni dumped the whole basket of kelpy cakes into his mouth. And now that he had tasted how deliciously kelpy they were, he wanted more. He grabbed the two seals and swam with them up to the beach. There, in the sand, was a large black pot. There was nothing in the pot but a long wooden spoon. The Oni pointed to Mother Seal, then pointed to the spoon. So she picked up the spoon and began stirring. Magically, a bunch of kelp cakes appeared. The spoon had special powers. The Oni gobbled up these kelp cakes, too. And Mother Seal and Riku had to stay up all night feeding the Oni.
This is horrible. What are we going to do?
When the sun rises, said Mother Seal, the Oni will return to his sea cave to sleep. We'll offer to make more kelp cakes. When he leaves, we'll use the pot as a boat and paddle quickly to our nice, safe kelp forest.
As the sun rose, the Oni started to get sleepy. The Oni, of course, agreed that the seals should make more kelp cakes while he slept.
So he dove into the water and swam down. The two seals quickly jumped into the pot. They used the long wooden spoon to row toward the kelp forest. Just then, the water started to disappear.
Mom, the Oni! Look, he's back!
The Oni was up on the beach again, and he was sucking up the water with a straw. Their pot was moving right towards him. The Oni's cheeks were full of water. Mother Seal came up with a plan. She ordered Riku to tell her a joke. Riku thought quickly.
Okay. What's the best thing to put into a kelp cake? Your teeth!
Riku's mother laughed hard and loud, almost falling out of the pot. And this made Riku laugh. Hearing their laughter, the Oni couldn't help but burst out laughing, too. Water gushed out of the Oni's mouth, pushing the pot far away from the beach. Riku and his mother paddled to the kelp forest and spotted Father Seal fishing. They hugged and cried tears of joy. Mother Seal proudly explained how Riku's joke had saved their lives. But Riku was worried about one thing.
Mom, we have no kelp cakes for the sea market.
A big smile crossed Mother's face and she giggled. She held up the magical wooden spoon. Riku let out a big woohoo! That sealed the deal. They could use the magic spoon to make kelp cakes. Mother Seal and Riku stayed up all night making kelp cakes, telling jokes, and laughing. We hope you liked the story, Lingo listeners. What's your favorite joke? Think about it. Goodbye until next time.